How you guys doing? How is everybody? It has been a long week, hasn't it? My goodness. Last weekend felt yesterday and the day before seriously felt like a week long. I took off a little bit. I went skateboarding. Me and Tim found a cool little skate park and skateboarded. I actually gave my skateboard away. It's now dawning on me that I have to get a new skateboard. But it was worth it because I saw somebody there with one of those, I call them Walmart boards, but it was actually from Amazon. But there's a certain brand of board that doesn't have a brand. When you look at a skateboard, when you look at the trucks, if there's no brand, that's suspect. And I skated on it for a second, and you come to a direct stop, and I couldn't handle it. I was like, dude, I got to, this is not good. I got to get you a new board. Here, take mine. So I gave him my board. It's pretty cool. I love seeing their face when they get a new board, and they're just like, what? He actually, it's funny, he didn't even want it. He was like, no, my mom's going to be mad at me. I was like, take it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you need this board more than me. I can get a new board for myself. Trust me. So I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. My goodness, has it been a long week. I got to be careful. I'll be honest. I'm still on Twitter. My Twitter account, I'm still there. I have Twitter. I have not been booted off. I don't know how many people know about what's going on Twitter, but there currently is a purge with lots of people being booted off. Supposedly they are just making sure people are, I don't know, checking their account to make sure that their account is valid. I don't know, some cross-checking their emails. Yeah, right. I personally know some people that have gotten banned off of Twitter, so we'll see. Anyway, you know, I want to talk about some light stuff before I get into some of this here heavy stuff. Obviously, by the title, the 25th was blocked. Originally, I actually had impeachment blocked, but it seems like they're actually going to go for impeachment. The 25th Amendment was blocked, which is they were trying to remove Trump. And then I'm going to talk about Twitter being on fire. So I'm going to go into a little bit more. I got a bunch of mail. So I just want to give some shout outs to a couple people that sent me some things. And then I have a stack here of envelopes. All right. I'm going to pull one of these envelopes out and I'm going to give this, see this board behind me. This is the catalyst. Hey, let me grab it for you. Check this out. This is the board that I'm giving out. Oh, this is the catalyst. So this is the Arbor Catalyst board that I designed for Arbor Skateboards. You can't even get these anymore. I mean, you can, but not new from Arbor. Arbor, actually, it's not in the lineup anymore. So if you look, it's got some kicktails. It's still in pretty good shape, but I actually wrote it myself. I'll be signing it, and I'm going to be sending it off to one lucky winner, and I'm going to pick that winner today. So I'm kind of excited to give that board away because, you know, it's... skateboarding means a lot to me. It's kind of in tune. I like giving away boards. I used to do it a lot more back when I was riding for Arbor. All right, so before I get into stuff, I just want to say thanks. A couple people have sent me some things. Here's a couple books. Anatomy of the State, From Aristocracy to Monarchy to Democracy, and then back again, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what where that goes. Someone sent me this book, Trials of Incomplete Heroes. That is from, who sent this here? Does it say their name? Tyler, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Also, I've actually heard about this hot sauce, Ghost Protocol, Snafu, a couple others. That's from David with Tactical Tacos. Thank you so much for that. I know you hit me up a couple times, and I know you've got one of those letters in my stack here. So, but I also just want to say, to a couple people, I got some fan art. This one to Adam is a nice Star Trek Enterprise. It looks like a nice Enterprise. I like that he did a little magnifying on the cockpit there. So that's cool. And then I got some fan art of me. Check that out. Look, you can barely tell the difference, right? Look at this. It's me. I'm I'm still here. You know, back when I was wearing a beanie all the time, actually. Oh, those were the days, huh? I didn't have quite such a beard, but very nice. I love some fan art. That's very cool. Now, I actually want to give a shout out to, his name's Joshua. Joshua says, I'm 15 years old from Colorado. He writes a lot more, but there's something in here specifically that he asks. Anyway, my question is, do you think someone like me can do something to help the decaying country? Joshua, I got to just talk to you directly. Absolutely. There's absolutely something you can do. First, you should watch the episode that I had last week with Chandler Crump. Incredible young man, just 1 year older than yourself, and he is doing exactly what you should do. Being informed, you know, researching, knowing what's going on in the country, because the things that these people that are 60 years older than you are making rules and, you know, judgments for things that are going to affect your life when you get older. So part of knowing and part of growing up in this country is understanding how much that affects everyone, including you. So, you know, the fact that you watch my show means that you're obviously on your path to understanding it and how important that is. So I appreciate that. I'm rooting for you to win, because I'm going to be digging into my these envelopes here. And then I also want to say hello to Ollie, 11 years old. 11 years old, says, me and my dad watch your show a lot, and I just got your coffee. I can't wait to try it. Ollie, I hope you like coffee, although you are, it seems like you might be a little young to try coffee. That's okay. Maybe you got the decaf. But if you're drinking coffee already, I hope you enjoy it. So I also got, someone actually sent me a record too. This is, I believe it's a punk band, or no, what did he say? Hold on. This is, what is it? Bloodstained Reality. Sounds pretty brutal. Luckily, I actually have a record player. Let's see, what kind of music is this? What did they say? Hardcore punk trash band. Nice. That's from Ian. Thank you for that. From Plastic Fact Records. Looking forward to that. All right, so I'm gonna dig in, and I want to give this board away. I'm really excited about it, because you know what? Why not? Right? What are we waiting for? Let's start the show out with something fun. All right, I'm gonna dig in and pick a winner right now. I don't know. Should I high or low? High or low? High or low? I'm gonna go low. I'm gonna go low. I think I might have. Yeah. Let's just go with this one right here. All right. I picked a winner. Okay. Oh, it seems like it's a card. All right. Hold on. Let me just pop it open real quick. Okay. This is the winner here. I'm not gonna say the name yet. I'm just gonna open the card. See, wishing you, it's a Christmas card, actually. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here we go. It says, enjoy the many merry ways to celebrate the holidays and have a happy season. We love your show. Our order of Krigler coffee is on the way. Merry Christmas. The Wilbur family. Hey, Wilbur family, congratulations. You won the board. Let's see. Congrats. I have your address. You're going to get a sticker, and I'm going to send you the board. So congratulations. I'm very excited to announce to the Wilbur family, you guys won this Arbor Catalyst. Congratulations. I hope you're watching right now. I didn't really announce when I was going to end the contest. I was going to do it last Friday, but I had to go pick up Nisha from the airport, which ended up being a very interesting episode because I was in my car doing the show live while waiting for her. So congratulations, Wilbur family. You won this board and also sticker. So I'm not going to open all these because I actually got quite a lot of envelopes. And listen, don't worry. If you didn't win, I'm still going to give you guys all stickers. I've got so many stickers. It's ridiculous. I'm going to sign each one I send out. And even if you send one right now, I will still send you a sticker. No worries. So congratulations to the Wilbur family. I don't know if you guys are watching. But I'm really excited about it. So, all right. So let's just get that in there. All right. So let's, you know what? Before I talk about the 25th Amendment and being blocked and Twitter being on fire, I just want to give a shout out to this terrible person, Andrew Cuomo. He says, We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We will have nothing left to open. Okay, so... Oh my gosh. All right, so I don't know if you understand what that means. Andrew Cuomo is finally deciding that we need to open the economy. Oh, now you decide that we need to open the economy. I think I have some things that I want to say, but I'm not going to say them. All right, Andrew Cuomo, I think a lot of people that are watching me right now have every idea what I'm thinking, what I want to say. Oof, do I want to say it? But I'm not gonna. Look, I'm gonna keep my cool. You know, that's how I like to do. I like to keep my cool. All right, but listen, dude, now you're gonna open up the economy? Come on. Seriously, now? What's the difference from a month ago, from 2 months ago? There's no difference. Gosh, the fear-mongering is now coming to an end because they got their way. That's what it feels like, doesn't it? My goodness, I am not long for this YouTube world. Why? Because I keep talking about all these things that I have a feeling they don't like me to talk about, right? I mean, how many people watch my show all the time? You guys know what I'm talking about. You know what I've been reporting on. Now they're labeling basically every episode that I've done a conspiracy theory, which, I mean, I've done my research and I've had prominent people bringing the stuff to my attention and finding them, from senators to, you know, big time journalists that I follow and know personally, you know, and trust. You know, so now they're trying to convince everybody that it has all been a crazy conspiracy. And, you know, Donald Trump was pushing this narrative, and it's his fault that everything that happened on the 6th happened. So we're going to talk about that as well with the 25th Amendment. I mean, I don't really know how to talk about this stuff without like risking being banned. So I have a feeling it's just going to happen. All right. Anyway. All right, first I want to talk about this. This is from the State Department. Everyone was passing this around. Donald J. Trump's term ended 2021-1/11, which was today, 1949, which is, has it passed 1949, which is what, 749? So what, is that in, it's like an hour? Well, everyone was like, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my gosh, what does it mean? Well, it turns out, supposedly, it was a disgruntled employee that was really upset and just wanted to throw that out there. So I don't know what this means. I don't think it's true. It seems like someone was just messing around, trying to tweak the system or tweak everyone's minds. And you know what? What a better time, because everybody's on edge. Everyone's on edge. You know, it's like, people are getting canceled. People are if you were associated for Trump, you know, with Trump, they know it, then, you know, you're a bad guy. I've had people saying it's my fault. Like, I'm personally at fault for what happened. Really? Do you not know me at all? Do you not know how I advocate for nonviolence? I don't like violence at all. Anytime anyone suggests it, I'm like, you're wrong. You're losing your whatever point you were trying to make is gone instantaneously. So any violence, I don't condone on either side. It doesn't matter. I just don't accept it. I will not. Okay. So if people are listening to me, they're knowing I'm trying to bring the information out there and stop violence. Those are the two things that I want to do. If I can make a difference, and that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to do. All right. With my platform. So, I mean, and it's someone that's actually rather close to me. So it kind of hurt. It kind of hurt to hear it. You know, it was like, man, like you're just attacking me now. You're attacking me because you're brainwashed. A lot of these people are so washed into, and mind you, it could be on either side, all right? But I am talking about the people with very high doses of TDS syndrome, okay? Which is Trump derangement syndrome. They are blinded by it. To the fact that, you know, they now have hatred for anyone that is on the other side of them, okay? Now, on the same side, people on the other side are advocating for violence. Like, I don't like that. granted, it's a small few. It's one Parler post that some one person posted, and that is all of the news is going on. Like, oh my gosh, they're trying to rally up for violence. Literally, I've seen one person post one thing, and that's what they're basing it all on. Okay, sure, what happened on the 6th, there was people fighting, but what about people fighting for the past 8 months, burning down cities, making our American cities look like war zones? Do people forget that? I certainly haven't. I've been covering the news for nearly a year now. Seriously, it's been nearly a year of me just being inundated with the news and doing nothing but understand what's happening in the political side of things, you know, the cultural side of things, basically everything. Look, I want to address this, okay? Because this frustrates me. Look at BuzzFeed News. Trump launched a deadly attempted coup, encouraging a mob to breach the U.S. Capitol building because he lost the presidential election. No, I was there. I listened to his speech. He said peacefully. He said we're going to go stand and protest in front of the Capitol building and peacefully voice our concerns and root for the senators that are going to bring the evidence to light. He didn't say one word about attacking anyone, you know, going inside the Capitol. He never said that. I was there. I listened to it. I was at that rally. Look at this. This is the words. All right. This sums it up very well. This is him talking about it. He said, after this, we're going to go walk down and I'll be there with you. He was planning on going with everybody. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down anyone you want. I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women, and we're probably not going to be cheering for some of them because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength, and you have to be strong. We have to come to demand that Congress do the right thing, only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone will be here, will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Peacefully. Okay? And then he tweeted out, I condemn this violence. Like, look, the election, you know, obviously he believes that it was stolen from him. So he stated, like, it sucks that this, the way it went down, but please stop the violence. Please stop trying to storm the Capitol. They deleted the tweet. Why? This is what I don't understand. People tend to forget about 1967. Black Panthers actually stormed the Capitol themselves, armed to the teeth with weapons. They infiltrated and went in and took over Capitol Hill, the Capitol building, with weapons, fully armed. Okay? They got arrested and were given their guns back, and that's that. Okay? Look at this. This is them inside the Capitol building. I've got nothing wrong with them being armed. Honestly, I don't want any violence. Remember this, okay? But to know that and to see how the media is spinning this whole thing, that this is the biggest thing that ever happened. It's insurrection. AOC came out and said, half of us almost died. She might as well have been clutching her pearls because I've seen what they were doing. Half of them were in their smoking doobies with their shoes on the desks, making, you know, filming themselves making prank phone calls to the president. You know, okay, sure, there was a few of them that were fighting, but I saw them fighting outside. They weren't fighting inside. What were they trying to do? Break through the glass? You know, one of the girl that got shot. It's a shame that it happened, but she was unarmed. She jumped through. She looked like she was jumping through the door and got shot. I guess they're actually investigating that death. That it was unlawful because she was unarmed and wasn't doing anything to take a bullet to the neck and get killed. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be in trouble for even just talking about this right here. You know, this is a problem. That we're at a point where I can't even discuss things without something in the back of my head is YouTube going to cut me off? You know, is Twitter going to ban me? I mean, Twitter, honestly, I'm surprised because I've been you know, very vocal about everything that's been going on. I'm shocked that I have not been booted off Twitter. But that's neither here nor there. I want to talk more about this. Democrats will move on impeachment if Pence doesn't act. All right. So this, well, I guess it was updated 26 minutes ago, but I don't know what they've have changed or not, but I'll just read it to you. Poised to impeach, the House sped ahead Monday with plans to oust President Donald Trump from office, warning he is a threat to democracy and pushing the vice president and cabinet to act even more quickly in an extraordinary effort to remove Trump in the final days of his presidency. Trump faces a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Now, I'm going to just take a pause there because that's what they're going on. Incitement of insurrection. Where? Where did he say that? Where? Show me where he told people to go, you know, break into the Capitol and fight your way in. I listened to his speech. He didn't say that. I already went over to the spot where he was talking about going over the Capitol. And then he already condemned the violence and said, stop, go home, be peaceful. Twitter deleted that and then banned him outright because they were like, good, we've got something. This is it. Now we can run with it. It's crazy. So yeah, he faces that single charge, incitement of insurrection, after a deadly Capitol riot in an impeachment resolution that the House will begin debating Wednesday. At the same time, the FBI warned ominously on Wednesday of potential armed protests in Washington and many states by Trump loyalists ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, January 20th. In a dark foreshadowing, the Washington Monument was being closed to the public amid threats of disruption. It all adds up to a stunning final moments for Trump's presidency as Democrats and a growing number of Republicans declare that he is unfit for office and could do more damage after inciting a mob that violently ransacked the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. Where? Show me where he did that. They keep saying this. Everyone, it's out of their mouth. I can't believe he did this. He incited this violence. Show me where he did that. Because so I'm also now hearing they were already at the Capitol building while Trump was still speaking. Well, I'll tell you what, all of those people that went there January 6th, they were there listening to Trump. They weren't over at the Capitol building. I don't know who was over at that Capitol building. I don't trust it. I'm seeing all these random videos of Trump supporters stopping people breaking windows. Of course, they were wearing all black. Suspect. Okay, I'm seeing other videos of Trump supporters grabbing what seemed to be scaffolding pieces. Definitely could have been used as weapons. Looks, let's give these to the police because this could be bad. We don't want, you know. So the media and the Democrats are now wrapping all of Trump supporters, anyone that supported Trump, into this blanket of insurrectionist, seditionist. They keep voicing those words. And that is ridiculous. I don't want that. I want unity. I want people to come back together and stop fighting each other. Because we need to come together. That's how we win. And I'm talking both sides. Okay? Working together is how we're going to do it. Right now, we're seeing the people in charge going, yes, fight each other while we get more and more powerful. That's what they want. They want us all fighting. I don't want to fight anybody. I want everyone to get along and work and move towards a bright future for everybody. For the newer generations, that's how humanity has gotten here. We lost that. I look out into the world right now and I see a bunch of people worrying about themselves, caring about themselves. And everybody is guilty of this at one point in their lives, including me, everybody. Okay, because we're taught to be selfish in this world. We have a society where you don't have to worry about the base things in life to take care of yourself. Those things are taken care of. Food, shelter, electricity, the basic water. I can go over to my faucet right now and turn it on. I got water. Boom. You don't think about the fact that if those things were taken away, you know, you're going to have to band together to survive. That's how humans used to be for the longest time. Now we're all on our own. You know, it's all me. You know, get the coolest outfit. Get the dopest longboard that you can find, you know, to make the other person want it, to buy more things, to consume. It's just, that's the society we live in. Sure, but now we're here. So what do we do? You know, Bring it back to Joshua, this 15-year-old that sent me a letter asking me, what do I do? What can I do? That's sad. We got a 15-year-old he said, what can I do to help this decaying country? That was a 15-year-old that said that. And he's right. We're decaying away from greed, all right? People, selfishness. We need more selflessness in this world. People need more empathy to understand what it's like to be in other people's shoes, okay? Not everyone has a house over their head or electricity or running water or food every day, okay? Now, I get it. You know, I'm kind of, you know, might be derailing a little bit, but the fact remains we have all these things. And we don't necessarily need to be in a community to survive, but we're still social creatures. We still need this, you know, someone, people to teach us. We still yearn for others' approval and, you know, self-vindication, which a lot of people aren't getting. So they're seeking it, sometimes in negative places. I think that's part of all of this is what I'm, you know, we've got a lot of issues that we have to cover. A lot. There's no one answer to anything. You know, obviously my mind is racing right now because I'm trying to sum up this statement, and it's difficult. We need to stop fighting. That's really it. You know, I keep seeing this. There's this meme that keeps going around. Well, I don't know if it's a meme, but there's thousands of people standing. And there's a person with a whip, and he cracks it. And everybody but one person kneels down to this person. And the person in front doesn't. And then the next frame, you know, the group around him stand up. And the guy cracks the whip again. And then everybody stands up, and the guy starts running. That is people coming together to, you know, maintain what we have. So to Joshua, who asked me, what can I do? What do we do? You know, you get involved. Look, the establishment has convinced everybody. It's all about the presidency. Everything's just about the presidency. Worry about the president. Okay, no, the president is important, absolutely. But there's three different branches of government. Now, the judicial branch, we don't choose, but we choose the people who choose. Figuring out who the president's going to be and having a part of that is super important. But man, understanding what the House of Representatives and what Congress does, okay, what the Senate does, they write the laws. They're the ones that are directly writing the laws that affect what we can and cannot do in this country. I argue that it's more important that we know who's in Congress. So you ask me what we need to do? We need to primary everybody. I think we need to get rid of everybody. All right. Put in all new people. Now, obviously, there's going to be some crazy people that want to get in charge because they think they know. But what are we going to do? We're just going to let these people take all of our freedoms away? America is born on freedom. America is freedom. That's what I think when I think about what America is. I'm like, it's freedom. It's being free. I think about living in a place where, you know, like China, where they fake capitalism. You can start getting, you know, you can make a business. And if it makes a lot of money, the government can be like, yeah, that's ours now. That's good. Good job. Good job starting that business for us. Like, what? No, it's my business. They're like, no, it's not. It's ours. Goodbye. Oh, are you going to argue? Go ahead, try to argue. See what happens. It's like, they can just take your business. And they have. And they will again. You know, in Times Square, back in 2011, this was going on. Huge, massive billboards in Chinese for Chinese products. In Times Square, New York City. Yeah. That's right. I was shocked when I saw this. I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I you know what? Let me see if I can find it real quick to show you guys, because I was bewildered when I saw this, but it's true. It turns out, oh, here it is. Yeah, check this out. Look at that. Whoa, that's loud. Sorry. Yep, there you go. Happy New Year. And it is one massive, I don't even know what that is. 2021, yay. It looks like some sort of, I don't know, alcohol or something. But of course, I don't read Mandarin. A lot of people are making jokes that we should learn Mandarin. Not that I'm going to do that, but my goodness. Oh, man. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Twitter, shall we? Now that I keep referencing Twitter. My goodness. You know, Twitter has been just getting rid of everybody. Everybody. Let me see if I can find this tweet that their reasoning. Okay, because they gave a reasoning on, you know, why? What's happening with all these people leaving Twitter? Well, it's, yo, here it is. Here we go. Twitter support. To clear up the confusion about fluctuations in follower counts, in order to prevent spam, we regularly challenge accounts to confirm details like email and phone number. Until that info is confirmed, these accounts aren't included in follower counts. Oh, you mean, so I still have my followers, huh? Let's see. I had 88,600 followers last week. Let's see how much I got. 79.2. So I'm down almost 9,000, actually a little bit over 9,000. Look, now I want to add, that doesn't bother me. You know, losing followers, gaining followers, like that doesn't affect my day to day. It doesn't affect my self-esteem. It doesn't affect me in the fact that I would get upset. I see a lot of people like talking about it nonstop. It's like, stop talking about it. Okay, I get it. It's happening. And just complaining about it is doing absolutely nothing. So it's like, it's almost annoying. Like, stop. There's nothing we could do. It's happening. All right. But, you know, when they claim that it's, you know, in order to prevent spam, when I personally know people that have been banned and, you know, professional people like the president of the United States, whose tweet they said violated the terms of service, even though he was literally saying, be peaceful, please go home. That's what his tweet said. Please go home. Please stop being violent. And then he banned his account. And then it was a 12-hour ban or suspension. And 12 hours went by and he released a video. And the video said, I want everyone to stop. Look, we fought through all the legal means, okay? And I want to transition to a new administration, whatever that means. He didn't say Biden administration for some odd reason, but, you know, he, you know, and then, you know, it was weird 17-second camera angle cut, which is an odd number to cut. I'll leave it at that. But, you know, that was odd. But then, boom, they deleted that. Many people were saying, oh, he conceded. So I don't know if he conceded or not. I want to see the words I concede come from his mouth. Like, he needs to say it. You know, I'm not saying anything too specific there, because to be honest, I feel like I could get banned from what I just said. That's crazy. From Twitter too. I don't know what Twitter's up to or why I haven't been banned yet. But this is from Not the Bee, which, for those who know, Babylon Bee is the satire site, and Not the Bee is their actual news site. So they're hilarious. But this is from Jack. He tweeted out yesterday, or no, maybe this was today. When did he tweet this out? When 7 hours ago. So he tweeted out, well, look, Parler was number one on the top of the charts for, where is it? Let me see it. No, it doesn't have the picture. Oh, I thought they had it. All right, maybe they didn't. Can I get rid of that? Get rid of this. Anyway, let me just get back here. All right, so he tweeted out a picture of the top of the charts, and Parler was gone. He got rid of his competition. This is the state of the world we're in, where we're watching them be blatant and laugh about it and send out a heart. Got you. I took out my competition. I'm the only platform allowed. Now everyone's going to Gab. I actually have yet to, I don't have a Gab yet. So if you see Adam Krigler on Gab, it's not me. Just fair warning. I should actually start that. But I'll tell you what I did see, though. Twitter's stock plunges after banning Trump. Check this out. Twitter's stock tumbled early Monday as investors appeared to balk at the social network's decision to ban President Trump from posting. Shares in the San Francisco-based company tumbled 7.5%. As of today, it ended at 12% drop. All the details I'm about to say isn't even, they lost more than what I'm about to tell you. All right. So down to 47.60 in the first pre-market trading session after it booted Trump from the platform on Friday, saying his account posed a risk to further incitement of violence after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Twitter's move against the outgoing president, whose account had more than 88 million followers, was the first permanent suspension for a head of state, and it's likely to spark furious debate about the role tech companies play in regulating speech, as it should. It also hurt Twitter's user base as Trump supporters and right-wing activists pledged to boycott the company's blockbuster decision. Trump has a very high and loyal following, and a lot of these eyeballs will go away if Trump is permanently restricted from posting. Andrea Ciccioni, I don't know how to say that, but head of strategy at T.S. Lombard told Reuters. Now, I find that interesting because they're talking about the Trump supporters that are leaving. I'm going to bring this tweet up. Check this out. This is, I don't know if you know who this guy is, Jeff Tiedrich. I don't know how to say his name, but it's Jeff Tiedrich. This guy would post on literally every single thing that Trump would post. He has, how many followers? 600,000 something? 688,000 followers. Let me see, when was his account made? June in 2018. So for 2 years, this guy has built 688,000 followers by being a reply guy to Trump. Cool. But now look, somehow not knowing what Trump is up to is more unsettling than knowing. They miss him. They miss him. They miss Trump. Check this out. This is from Reddit. Now, I don't know if this is real or not, but all right, this is a bad Reddit post. I had a Twitter account that would automatically rebuttal Trump's tweets. I had over 100,000 followers, but no idea what to do now. He started an account this summer that would automatically give snarky replies back to anything Trump put on Twitter. I grew the account to over 100,000 followers quickly and was selling anti-Trump and pro-Democrat shirts, hats, and trinkets. His Twitter just got banned, and now my main source of growing this account and business is done. What can I do to counter to monetize this account, or is it over? Thanks in advance. I mean, my goodness. You know, I don't feel bad for this person. And now, I don't know if it's real or not. Some people, a buddy of mine was like, I don't know if it's real, but it's funny. It is funny. You know, I don't know if this is real, but this is real. Jeff Tiedrich tweeting out, oh, I miss it. Here, this is from Damani Felder. He goes, translation, tweeting something stupid in response to every Trump tweet was the only thing that gave my life purpose. What will I do now? I mean, he summed it up really well, I'd say. Don't you? I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, they miss him. They miss Trump. What are they going to do? Who are they going to attack? Who's going to... This is really what it is. Whose fault is it going to be? Who are they going to blame now? If Trump's out of the picture, who's at fault then? It has to be someone's fault. It certainly can't be their fault. They can't be held accountable for the things that are wrong in their life, can they? No. That's not the way the world works. You blame others for your problems. Yeah, that's not how the world works. You're accountable for your own actions. You're accountable for how you deal with change in your life. How things are going to happen. Life is going to suck sometimes. Life's going to be awesome sometimes. But it's your decision on how you go with the flow, flying through that muck of what life is. Now with Trump out of the picture, they're like, what do I do? Oh, no. Oh, look at this. Twitter loses $5 billion in market share as stock tumbles $5 billion. That's a lot of money. Was it worth it, Twitter? Of course it was. You know why? Because they have more power. You saw that tweet that Jack tweeted out, Little Heart. Haha, I got rid of my competition. Little Heart, good for you, Jack. Congratulations. You've got a huge spotlight on you now. Okay, big tech. Lindsey Graham finally said, well, maybe I should crack down on big tech. Thanks, Lindsey Graham. Appreciate you for that one specific thing you just said. Not to mention the lots of stuff that I would love to say that I'm not going to. Look, I'm going to, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? Isn't that how it goes? Now, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, forget Twitter then. Get rid of it. And it's like, no, I've already have been being bombarded with, I'll just call them left Twitter, right? Let me see if I can pull something up. Oh, what's going on there? No, sorry. Let's see. So I tweeted out. Let me see if I can find it. You guys are going to scroll with me right here. Because why not, you know? We're all here together. Let's just do this together. Oh, here we go. No, that's not it. Where is it? Okay, I don't know where it is. Look, I tweeted out, I was born in 1984, which is true. I was born in 1984, and now we're living in 1984. And I found it right when I was actually right on it. Oh no, someone else tweeted at me. The past was erased, the erasure was forgotten, and the lie became the truth. That is literally what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of Trump completely and utterly. Some people are, there's one one representative that's straight up trying to remove Trump or make it so that you're not allowed to use Trump's name on anything. And people are like, oh, well, we wanted to put it on the public toilets in D.C., the Trump toilets. Or everyone, you know, of course, was making their jokes. But the precedent that they're setting is ridiculous. And it's frightening to see what they're actually trying to do here. I can't believe it. Oh, man. Oh, here, I actually have his speech, Trump talking about how... you know, he wanted it to be peaceful. Look, that's really the case. They're trying to make it seem that he was inciting violence. He wasn't. He wanted everyone to be peaceful. You know, and many people have come to me and said, well, the grift is over now, huh? Like, what grift? If you think that I'm a grifter, you don't know me at all, okay? I'm strong in my convictions, all right? I'm proud of all the decisions that I've made. I don't regret a single thing. Not one thing that, one decision that I made in the past year. I would make all of those choices again because I love who I am. I love where I've become, you know, and who I am now. And I wouldn't be who I am without all of the choices that I've made. I'm proud that I voted for Trump. Yeah, that's right. I said that. I am because I believed in him. I still do. Yeah. I regret none of it. Now, people were already reporting my picture on Instagram, and it was taken down. And it was just me standing in the street looking at the Capitol building with all the protesters in front. And they said that it was because it was inciting violence. The caption read, "This is history, whether you like it or not." That's it. It was just me standing in the street taking a picture of the Capitol building with all the people in front of it. I didn't know anything about any violent act or anything, but it's still true. It was history, whether you like it or not. It is. People are going to be talking about that for a long time. Now, the way they remember it is, who knows? We'll see. I don't know. Oh, man. All right, so I'm going to get into some super chats. Before I do, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Please share this video. It definitely helps me grow. I was stagnant at about 176,000 subs for a couple months there, and I thought YouTube just didn't want anyone hearing what I was saying going into the election. Whether that's true or not, it doesn't matter to me because I was going to continue doing what I was going to do. And for some odd reason, for the past week, I've gained a lot. And I think that's because a lot of you have been sharing my videos and smashing that like button. And I really just appreciate that. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate all of that. Also, just to let you know, I have a coffee business that everyone seems to really love, including myself. I love my coffee. It's really delicious. Go to KriglerCoffee.com. We have subscriptions that you can turn on and off whenever you want. You could switch to whatever kind of bag you want. We have the Catalyst blend, and that's actually based off of this board, the Catalyst board, and which if you weren't here at the beginning of the episode, the Wilbur family, congratulations, they actually sent me a very nice Christmas card. You won this board. So if you missed it at the beginning of the show, just letting you know that you completely won this beautiful board, and I will be sending it out this week. So congratulations. And they're from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, man, Green Bay. Well, maybe I'll change my mind. No, I'm just kidding. I'm from Chicago, and the Bears, Green Bay Packers, long whatever rivalry. Totally joking, but they definitely won that. Congratulations. All right, let's get into some super chats, shall we? Oh, yeah. You know what? I want to also say this real quick. Please join my Locals channel, all right? I don't know how much longer Twitter's going to allow me to maintain being going against the grain, going against their narrative. I am not the type of person that you would expect to still be on Twitter because they are banning a lot of the people that I've followed. I see a lot of people that I know being taken off the platform as well. You know, Walk Away got taken off. Like, they're super peaceful. And it's called walking away from the Democrats. They, each time they had a rally, they would even come out and say, we don't endorse any candidate at all. We're not here to advocate for any candidate. We're just here to advocate or nothing. Like, we're just, each speaker has their own views. Walk Away themselves is just representing Walk Away from the Democratic establishment. They were banned. Over 500,000 people on Facebook. Crazy. So look, follow me. It's adamcastirl.locals.com. You can even support me there if you'd like to. But even better, it's a community that we can communicate. I post my show there every day. And I try to get in there and have conversations with people. And it's a really good way to get in there. So please join me over there. That'd be wonderful. So I appreciate that. I be ripping them. Hey, good to see you, buddy. Says, I'm licensed to fart. Proud of you, Ivy Rippenham. Never lose that. Kyle Hopkins says, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Love the content. Goonies say never die. Just like the MAGA movement. Yep, I don't think they have any choice in the matter. That movement that Donald Trump started is not gonna be over. He relit the power of the love of America, you know? And honestly, I don't understand why people don't love America and why it's wrong to love America. They almost make it like it's a bad thing to love this country, which is just ridiculous to me. They're trying to make the word patriot synonymous with terrorists. That blows me away. Because patriot, when I think about patriot, it's like I think about, you know, that scene, Mel Gibson carrying the flag like, yeah! You know, fighting for this country and standing up for what's right and being, you know, speaking your mind, even though you fear that you might get banned, and don't stop anyway. Maybe talking about myself right now. Mark G says, feeling sober? Wish you had something to put in your Krigler coffee? Want that crisp, oaky taste? Then drink Krigler whiskey, coming to you in 10 years once Adam heeds his ancestral calling. Mark G, you definitely have those great commercial super chats. For those who don't know, I have there's a couple bottles right here, and this is a whiskey shot glass from 1900. That is 120 years old. That bottle is from 1896, so it's 124 years old. That's a Krigler and Krigler collection. All those little bottles are from Krigler and Krigler whiskey from the early 1900s, or late 1900s, I guess, right? Yeah. All right. Jonathan Powell says, Millie Weber has been putting videos out connecting dots, i.e. Antifa, bus to D.C. and got their own private state trooper escort into the city. I have seen that. I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm not sure. Simping for Rita says, do you think the best road for this country is secession? Our government just doesn't function anymore. I don't know. I certainly hope not. I really hope not. I feel like that would be going backwards. But, you know, who knows? I'm not an expert, you know? Daniel says, hi, Adam. I was there on the 6th at 2 p.m. at the opposite side of the inauguration setup. We were let in. All video I got is on my YouTube channel. You can use and share. We sang the national anthems. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that the cops let everybody in. Like, okay, come on in. Like, you're here now. What are we going to do? Now, they are showing that one video of them clashing, and then there's another video of a few guys pulling a cop out of a window, which is ridiculous. I think they're terrible for doing that. I can't believe I saw that. And it's true. They did. They pulled a cop out. What were they thinking? Why were they doing that? That's not helping anyone. I think they're ridiculous for doing that. It's bonkers. Let's see. Daniel, thank you. Gentry says, welcome to Chathamcast. Thank you. All right, right on. Seth Blackburn says, I have slightly used Element BAM board if you want. Oh, cool. No. Don't worry about that. I do appreciate that. I'll probably order an Arbor board. I'm a sucker for Arbor boards. I was part of the family for a long time. I don't ride for them anymore, but I just love their boards. I'll probably get a snowboard soon from them just because Arbor. Although Tim did give me that board. I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty dope, but I've yet to go snowboarding this year. Hopefully it snows a little bit more. Warren Traveler, before YouTube shuts down your chat, keep up the good work of being a cool cat, Adam. Thank you very much, Warren Traveler. I appreciate that. Cranked Bacon Jumps, thank you for that super chat. Gerald Armstrong says, Adam, as a student of history, this tech cleansing reminds me of the Highland clearances after the Battle of Culloden. I don't know what that is, but I will check it out after the show because I like, you know, knowing what people are talking about. So I'll check that out. Thanks. Santa's Bowels says, we need a floppy donkey appendage now more than ever. Drag that sack of justice across the face of Z. Jeez. That was rather spicy. Okay. Simping for Rita again says, Pelosi has some balls to impeach Trump again after her failed attempt at a military coup. She did. She straight up went to the Pentagon and be like, I need military backing to, like, you know, sever your connection to Trump. And they're like, that's definitely not constitutionally legal. No way. You know, I gotta say, it's she's awfully afraid of something. And I don't think it's something that anyone knows in the public eye. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not your buddy guy. Says, please tell me where there is hope. After seeing the left's actions and rhetoric, China's moves globally, as well as talk of a great reset, is there hope? Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. Without a doubt. We have to stop being afraid to speak up and speak out. They're making people afraid to do that. And that's what we gotta counter that. We gotta not be afraid to speak out. All right? Speak up. Kit De Berserker, thank you for becoming a member. Bing, 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 bing. Why isn't this working? Come on. There we go. Bing, 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 bing. All right, let me spin that there, UFO. It's not spinning. I just noticed. Not okay. I got to keep that thing spinning. All right. Thanks for everyone for joining me today. I really appreciate y'all. Georgie says, hello, Adam. By the way, I'm into a lot of chats, Telegram, Discords, that are all conservative U.S. chats. Things are going south from what I gather. And I am only an observer that knows where to hang out. Where do you or what do you think? I don't know. I have a Discord, but I'm keeping it closed currently because I had a few people try to nuke the server about a month ago. And it's cool if you're in there. If not, I'm thinking about maybe opening it up soon enough, soonish, to let more people in. But for now, just join my locals channel, Adamcast IRL, or Adamcast. irl.locals.com. Come check out and join me. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. You just join in and we can communicate. You can, of course, support me there if you'd like, or you can also actually support me directly if you just go to my website, adamkrigler.net. You can actually go to the donate page. There's my PayPal PayPal wallet, Bitcoin wallet, and also my physical P.O. box that I have, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716, in case you wanted to send me some things. Actually, you know what? I'll give a shout-out to... Someone sent me... This is Armor Advantage. They sent me a bulletproof vest. I hope I don't need this. But it's... look how low-profile this thing is. So this is serious. I've got a bulletproof vest, and actually, they sent me a piece to actually go shoot to test myself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Tim to let's do this the vlog thing that we've been like talking about doing forever. Hopefully we'll actually do it, and then we'll shoot some guns. Look at this. Shoot this side, and that's from Mark, and that's dope. So yeah, armoradvantage.com, look cool. I appreciate that. I don't know what rating it is. I see people asking me what rating it is, but tiny baby vest. Yeah, maybe. It's not bulletproof? Well, I mean, it's. I actually have a piece to shoot to see, so I'll test it. I don't know if it's real or not, but yeah, I'm gonna do that. Very cool. All right, let's see here. White Lasagna says, math that clack rock. Wait a second. All right, I'm going to roll the die. I know what you want. Rolling the die, everybody. The die has been rolled. If you don't know the game, I roll the die, and everyone guesses what number it is. Come on, guess what number it is. All right. I'm waiting for those numbers. I'm going to keep reading, but get guessing, everybody. Get guessing. All right. Let's see. Mike Ross says, I really hope our hot sauces are in there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got them right here. Yeah, Mike. I got your hot sauces. Thank you. I love hot sauce. I'm very excited to try them out. Oh, we got the numbers rolling in. Let's see who's going to win it. No one's guessed it. Oh, Carlin's in the chat. What's up, Carlin? I see you over there, girl. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Here comes the numbers. All right. Forgive me. Wow, there's a lot of numbers rolling in. Let me see who's got it. No one's got it yet? Wow, no one's got this yet. It's 2, 7, 5. Oh my gosh. Okay, this might be it. I think we might have a winner. Yeah, I think we've got a winner. All right, the winner is James Joby. It was 6. It was the number 6. Congratulations, James. You won absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Thank you for playing. Oh wait, Nicholas. Nicholas had 6 before. James, I take it away. You didn't win a thing. It was actually Nicholas Zachary. Congratulations. Wait, Atomic Sunrise also got a 6. I'm going to give it to Atomic Sunrise. And nope. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Dennis, I see you over there, Dennis. Congratulations, Dennis. I'm not going to stop looking at, or start looking anymore. But I'm going to give it to Dennis. Dennis Hinkle. You won absolutely nothing. Congratulations. All right, it's kind of hard to play this game when there's a lot of people because the numbers just blast down and the chat just loses itself. Congratulations, everybody who played, and that was fun. Caucasian Persuasion says, congrats, Wilbur. At least I'll have my sticker to put on my longboard. Haha. Yeah, that's true. For those who don't know, here's a sneak peek into my sticker collection. Seriously, I've got so many. These are all stickers. This is one of 2. And some people sent me big envelopes, and I have big stickers. All right, so you guys are going to get some cool stickers soon. I see everyone's guessing 6 now. It's already over. Somebody that you used to know said, Adam, Short Bus Dave here. Do delete. People, this isn't the time to troll. We need to come together during this info band and every right of center getting purged. Been with you at the start and going to be with you till the end. Thank you, Short Bus. Appreciate that. Lauren Wilbur. Oh, Lauren Wilbur. Hey, yes, we were watching. So excited. Love you and the show. Thank you and congratulations. You won the board. And of course, I'm going to be giving you a sticker because you gave me a self-addressed stamped envelope. But I'm just going to go ahead and not use the envelope if you don't mind. Actually, maybe I will because I was going to just put it in the with the board, but no. I'll send you a sticker separately because that'll be fun. Congratulations. LaRager says, Come July 20th, the beer bug will be a bad cold. Yeah, probably. Mavis says, as somebody from New York, anything you have to say is probably not that bad compared to what I said earlier. Okay. Tune in and drop out said, I pledge allegiance to the official narrative of the United States of America and to the corporate media for which it stands, one nation under thumb, divided by echo chambers, and chaos and injustice for all. Amen and a woman. Nice. Nice. Dinnerman says, weirdest thing today, driving home from work, I always go through this little one-horse town. I saw a bunch of upside-down flags being flown. It broke my heart. That's a shame, isn't it? Mr. Get Outside said, violence will hurt the cause. Put down your guns. I understand your feeling. This is fifth-generation warfare. Information is the weapon. Yes, that's why it's imperative that everyone get a community. You know, call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. Talk the old school way by just calling people, talking literally face to face. You know, that's how we need to do this. Get together. They're trying to break us apart. Mikhail Eikeson says, remember T-I-T-O-R. I don't know what that is. Nope. So, no, I don't. Dragon Hunt says, thanks, Adam, for keeping up the good work. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Bora says, what's your prediction for January 20th? Riots? Protests? Nope. I don't think either. I think, I hesitate on what I believe is going to happen because I don't want to get kicked off this platform. It's a sad thing to say, but, I think I still have my hopes. You know, my hopes are high. I still think people call me crazy, but I still believe it. I believe that it was attempted to be stolen, and we'll see. We'll see what happens over the next week. The man behind the screen says Trump has a strong defamation case once he's a private citizen again. Twitter admits in the ban that he didn't incite, but people mistook his message. Boom. Thanks, Oz. Good call. Mikhail says, do not lose faith. By the 20th, things will have turned around in a direction for the better future. But be prepared to fight for it. Good will triumph. Right on, right on. Let's see. Black Magic says, I'd like to put in a request for taking it back in honor of Ashley Babbitt. Not passing any judgment. Just let's send her love and good vibes on her journey to the great hereafter as only Adam can. Thank you. Yeah, maybe at the end of the show that I'll play a tune. I didn't jam on Friday, so I guess I owe it to you guys. Mini Months. American Gladiators is on Pluto TV. Wait, what? New American Gladiators or old episodes? Cool. Either way. Serious Bean says, we keep saying everyone can see through the lies and bias. We are obviously wrong. We have created our own echo chamber. Maybe that's true. Yep. Gabe says, Adam, I have never been more afraid of anything in my life. We are watching the rise of fascism. I want to run in Texas. I don't know what to... I want to run to Texas. I don't know what to do. That's true. That's crazy. We are watching them be fascists. Antifa is literally fascists. They're stopping people from free thought. If you don't believe their narrative, you're the fascist. And it's like, no, that's what fascists do. It's crazy. I wonder how many people are going to wake up. You know, there's actually a few people that watch my show that have commented that they used to be Antifa and realized that they were being fascist and realized how wrong it was. So there's hope out there. There is hope. Let's see. MIA Saint says, anybody gets into politics for the passion or to help any... or nobody gets into politics for the passion or to help anymore. They don't do it to help the country or their neighbor. They do it for profit and power. And that is what we need to change. Right there. If we can do anything, it's to change that. If we can change that, if we can inspire the younger generation to get in there because we need people to want to help everyone instead of just letting other people do it. That's what they want right now. They want us to be worried about, you know, what club we're going to go to or who we're going to go home with or who's going to, you know, really, those are the key things, you know, like where we're going to party and who are we going to sleep with next. Like, that's what they've convinced us what life is. But that's not it. Like, we need to rework our minds on what we want the future to be, okay? And not let them do it for us. And that's the issue. So, Gabe, honestly, what you need to do is you need to get out and run for government. Don't run to Texas. Run in your area. Get groups. Get involved in politics. You know, that's what you can do. If you don't know what to do, it's because you know exactly what to do. You're just saying you don't. You get out and get involved, all right? Everybody who plays video games, you can spend time to further your career. You can further your connection to the political area that you're wherever you are. Doesn't matter. There's a city council. Start there. Go to the city council meetings. They're public. They should be. Get involved. That's what we need. Snarky Victory. Getting involved locally isn't just politics. The goal is to make conservatives commonplace in all aspects of culture again. Gaming, movies, hobbies of all sorts. Get local and get vocal. Exactly what I just was saying. Perfect timing for that super chat, Snarky. Appreciate that. Gentleman's Tuck says, Mike Pompeo spoke on VOA, Voice of America, today. You need to listen to it. YouTube still has it up, ironically. I don't know that. I will look into that right after this, because that is definitely something that I am interested in hearing. Thank you. Gentleman's Tuck, North Idaho and Washington internet provider, your T1 Wi-Fi is blocking Facebook and Twitter, pushing back against censorship. What do you mean blocking it? Pushing back against censorship? But if it's blocking it completely from the citizens, so it's not even allowing them to use Twitter and Facebook, that sounds authoritarian. I don't know. The man behind the screen said, old Uncle Sam, well, he ain't no kin to me. That's what we have. That's what we have is a crisis of authority. If you know that hard times made us, I would not trade them for anything. William Elliott Whitmore. Thank you for that. Carlin Borisenko, Adam, remind everyone to join our locals when we inevitably get banned. Thank you, Carlin. I appreciate your super chat. And I will take this time to let everyone know again about my locals channel. You can join my locals community. It's actually really cool. You don't have to, you can post yourself. You can have conversations with other people that are following me. It's kind of just a mini forum that I interact with myself, and you know, you can come in, it's free. You can also support me through there if you'd like. It's adamcastirl.locals.com. Carlin also has her own. I don't think we're going to get banned, Carlin. Surprisingly, we're not banned, both of us, and it is kind of shocking, isn't it? Mr. Paul R. says, is Adamcast IRL going to the Minds platform? I see that Carlin Borisenko is there, and Timcast IRL, when are you coming? You know, I was just talking to Bill the other day. He was here in the Cast Castle for a couple days. And I can get on Minds. I should, honestly, because it's a good platform. Max says, Adam, do you think in the next purge, maybe late 2021, 2022, do you think you will get banned also? No. Wishful thinking. Mr. Paul R. Oh, I just read that. Frank Bucco, scary what Twitter is doing. Currently writing my master's thesis on AI and using Twitter as an example in the paper to find fake profiles. Scary time. I'm not your buddy guy, says, what gets me with what Twitter is doing is we are literally seeing 6K here and 60K there of people crying out and then suddenly being silenced. Yeah, it's scary. Nathan, at the rate that normies are being gaslit and brainwashed, I wholly support accelerationism. That's what it takes to get them to wake up, so be it. I don't know, man. Justin says, I got it. Trump avatar of don't hate the player, hate the game. Dems avatar of it's not the game, it's the player. Yeah. Dragon Hunt says, when they get rid of Rasputin, it will actually be... it was actually a blender because the people then realized that the Tsar was the problem and not Rasputin. Jeffrey says, unfortunately, they'll continue to blame Trump just like they blamed Bush under Obama. Of course, right? Give me a second. I just had a super chat jump. Thank you all for hanging out with me, by the way. How much time have we got? Oh, we still got 20 minutes. Cool. Give me a second. Wow. Here we go. T says, I think we are witnessing the death of the U.S. as a corporation and rebirthed as a rightful constitutional republic. That would be fantastic if that actually happened, right? Nathan, again, encouraging and exploiting political violence and civil unrest to sell T-shirts isn't beneath these lefties. I believe it's real. Look at AOC. That's a good point. She had that that sweatshirt for like $60 that said "Eat the Rich." Crazy. Alex Green says, I want people to get along. Thank you. Me too. Lil Morty, thank you for being awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Josh and Jesus says, Adam is life. You guys are too nice. Daniel, do you think Trump is going to declare martial law? I honestly have no idea what is going to happen. Augustine says, please look up Kosh Lee Kelly and help. We need it. All right. I'll check that out after the show. Give me one second. I'll look it up. Mark G again, Adam, could you set up a subscriber account so that I don't have to send Susan WikiWiki money? Subscribe star. I will look into that. I will tell my homies to look it up. Subscribe star. Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out, Mark. Thank you. Jason says, watching you be red-pilled and becoming the mature and respectable person you are... has become one of my top 25 events in my life. Hashtag mad respect. Wow, that's thank you. That means a lot to me. I have grown a lot in the last year. It's been a very interesting year in my life. Spanky says, get cat turd on the show. That would be fun to get cat turd on the show. Surprisingly not banned, actually. I'm kind of shocked. Nicholas Skiff, if you believe that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, then how bad do you think it could reasonably get? Well, I know some people that are freaking out, and I fought Tim tooth and nail that there would not be a civil war, and I mean, and him and Luke together are freaking fear mongers. They think the world's coming to an end, and they're feeding off each other. Their fear is just getting ridiculous. I don't know. Philip says, from one great-looking guy to another, keep up the good work, Adam. Thank you, Philip. Appreciate that. Josh says, I still have a sliver of hope because the General McLerney video of him saying Pelosi laptop was taken by special forces, possibly another lie. I know I have seen that video, and he's somebody high up, and it's kind of surprising. Dennis says, my coffee arrived today. Catalyst and Covfefe both are great. Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Joshua Tilly, the fact that conservatives do not have a stable platform does not provide much reassurance that some divine plan by Q is happening. Frogs in boiling H2O. Yeah, I know. And a lot of people are attacking Q, and it's just like, I don't know what to say because some of the things came true, some of it didn't. And I don't know. You know, a lot of people are just distancing themselves from Q. So, and I've always just observed, you know, I know a lot of people that are in that area, and I just observe from a distance, and I'm just thoughtful about it. Joshua says, do you think there will be a second civil war? No, I don't. And I really hope that there isn't, because I do not want violence. I don't want people to fight. Man, I don't have the answers. I wish I did. RG Merkel, firefighters for Adam for president 2024. Wow. Well, that's huge. Thank you. That's a different life. And I don't know if I want that for myself. You know, I feel like I could get more people to become political by having this show than if I were to become political myself, making more of a difference, you know? So I don't know. Chuck Moore says, you got your whiskey in my coffee. You got your coffee in my whiskey. I'm wide awake and drunk. Let's fight. Let's go, Chuck. Let's go. Kasperia says, thanks for bringing some positivity into a Timmy negativity world. Hopefully not my last super chat to you. Thank you, Kasperia. I doubt it will be. I appreciate that. Easy says, one day history books will record this era of time so poorly, school children will remember it as the thing that started the Harambe getting shot. Oh, goodness. Let's see. DeLion says, I don't want to say this stuff, you know, but Democrats and liberals thought that they could stop the red wave. They're about to get a red. I can't, dude. No, I'm not going to say this. I'll give your hashtags. Hashtag USA, hashtag MAGA, hashtag Trump forever. I'll give you that. Javi J says, hope is not lost, but maybe we are putting our faith in the wrong place. Right. We have to stop thinking one man is going to fix everything for us. We have to get political also. Right? We got to do that. Sonny, why are you staying on Twitter? If millions leave the platform, we'll die sooner than later. We need to pressure business to leave it as well. Yeah, but I also have a lot of reach. You know, I have 70,000 people that follow me, and somebody has to be the person that's going to give another viewpoint on things. You know, it's going to become an echo chamber where they're all going to think they're right. So what? I run away when I want to sit there and say, hey, this is what I believe. I have a feeling I'm going to be booted off before long, but I don't know. We'll see. Full Throttle WRX, nice name. I like that. Trump is gone from Twitter, so who are they going to attack? Their original target, you and me. Oh, they're attacking me. All right, that's true. Toxic Snowman says, Sydney's website, defendingtherepublic.org, has links to the Italian affidavit. It's at the top, click breaking title, more links there. I've read the Italian affidavit, and I'm curious to see if anything happens from that. Brian Beatty, hashtag Pelosi loves Trump, trending number one on Twitter. She does seem awfully obsessed with him, doesn't she? Jeez. Smalls SC says, you should see if Ivy8888 will do a collab for shooting with you and Tim. Yeah, maybe. Nate the Average says, hi from Ali. Oh, right on. So that must be Ali, the 11-year-old. Nate the Average, appreciate that. Yeah, that's cool. Shout out to Ali. All right. Adam Johnson says, Gab is back up. I'll donate a year of Pro allows uploading if you mirror your videos there. Gab allows video uploading as well? Interesting. I'll look into it. Let's see. And I'll hold you to that, Adam. Noah says, hey, just started watching, but I'm really enjoying the show. It's very refreshing hearing motivating words from others. Thank you, Noah. I do what I can. Robert Wiles, have a blessed night and life doing what you love, and thanks for all you do for us. It's hard to watch Tim when it sounds like he is blaming us too. See, that's the problem too, is everyone just clumps every single Trump supporter into a group, you know, and it's like that frustrates me to no end. Stop clumping anyone together with anyone else. There are billions of us on this planet. There are billions of different personalities on this planet. No two Trump supporters are exactly the same. No two super liberals are exactly the same. Everyone has some difference, right? Those people that stormed and attacked the Capitol, that's not all the Trump supporters. I saw Trump supporters stopping them, fighting against the people that were breaking the windows. So that whole notion is ridiculous. So if he's blaming the Trump supporters, like, that's kind of a shame. But I don't watch his stuff. So White Lasagna says, reminder, upside down flags mean nation in distress, not F word America. Oh, right on. Oh, good to know. Because it does feel like we're in distress, doesn't it? Zarek says, my one hope is even without Trump, Biden-Harris is found to be completely illegitimate. The Democrats can wear that mark, another one, forever. I could see that being a case. Interesting. Augustine says, come to Texas, y'all. It's the real republic. Be free. Hopefully we don't lose it. Dirt Panda says, keep up the amazing work, brother. What do you think about some of these blackouts and the theories about a possible roundup on mass arrests? By the way, I still need you have some Dirty Panda stickers. Oh, yeah, give me some Dirty Panda stickers. That sounds awesome. Yeah, I would love that. What do I think about the blackouts? I don't know much about it. For those who don't know, there was a blackout in Pakistan with over 200 million people without power, which is unprecedented. And then also the Vatican was supposedly out of power. I don't know much about it or what it means. Sorry. And then the possibility of a roundup on mass arrests. I don't know anything about that either. Mark G says, may not be your style, but could you cover Battle Hymn on the Republic or Hard Times Come Again No More? They're a public domain, so they are from the 1850s. Good songs on those times. Cool. Yeah. Right on. I'll check that out. Maybe I'll that's true. Public domain. I could do those. Mike Morey says, let's all just eat cookies. Thank you. Thank you. Good. I like cookies. Dinner mints. Holy smart, pardon my friends, but since been here since the start of the conservative punk band. Oh, cool. Right on. I'm getting an error message. So apologies if there's some sort of error. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully I'm still smooth and with you guys. Mr. Paul R. says, Antifa flies the flag of fascism of the old 1930s. They can't even change their flag. What fools. Glad that your love of Nisha is back in your... Glad that your love Nisha is back in your loving arms. Me too, Mr. Paul R. Me too. Vector Helix says, what do you think of the idea of the U.S. breaking into different countries? In Cyberpunk 2077, Texas is an independent state called the Republic of Texas, which is what it used to be called in 1836. The divided states of America? I don't know. I mean, we are massive. I just don't want bloodshed. If it happens, okay, but peacefully, hopefully. That's what I want. So YouTube didn't notify or have you in my homepage. Actually had to search to find. Absolutely hate that we are turning into corpo state. Well, thank you for making your way here, Butch. I appreciate you. Chet says, hey, man, just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm still trying to get that stuff for you. It's just been hard getting schedules lined up. It warms my heart that you've discovered Stan Rogers. Yeah, sea shanty music. Also, I believe one of these here boards is yours, Chet, for winning that contest. Chet, if you didn't get this board, let me know. I actually, I don't have anything to do with this stuff anymore, and I don't know what, I didn't know that they didn't send these out, but I have four of these boards, and Chet, I think one of these is yours, and also, if you won one of the art contests when I was on Timcast IRL, and you were supposed to win this, please hit me up. I DM'd you before on Twitter. You can DM me again. Please DM me and say, yes, I've been waiting for it. Please send it out to me. Chet, get a hold of me, because if that's the case, I'm going to send this out to you. Because I found there's a couple of these here, so I really would like to get these boards out. All right, this is, you know, there we go. That's better. Yeah, I missed the show. I missed that show. So it's a shame. It's a shame, isn't it? Daddy T says, keep up the fight, Adam. Thank you. I will. Craig Wadding, in one age called the Trump age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a wind rose in the mountains of mist. The wind was not the beginning, but it was a beginning. That was, is that like Lord of the Rings mixed with Trump or something? I don't know. That's interesting. Well, I am running out of time. I'm going to read the rest of these super chats. Hopefully, we don't have the new internet yet, guys. I would like to play a song for you all, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. I apologize. We'll see. Matt L., thank you for that super chat. Mac L., again, says, Michael Malice, white pill. Right on. Yeah, he's a spicy guy, isn't he? Jason says, don't leave Twitter. Someone has to push back. That's my plan. Till they boot me off, I'm going to continue to push back. Aldo, Angela Merkel condemned the censorship and made a statement about free speech concerns. World leaders are watching. Let's see where this goes. Yep, we'll see. We'll see. Oh, was it Wheel of Time? Is that what it was? Wheel of Time, maybe? Ah, Wheel of Time. Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. I haven't read that series in a long time. It's been like 7 or 8 years. Logan, when I watch Tim, now my eyes glaze over and I feel like I need to hit my head against the wall. Holy S, he's clueless. I don't know. I don't, you know, watch his stuff anymore. Brad's Organics and Clean Energy says, yo, man, I love you and your content. Appreciate you so much. Please don't leave us. LOL. Let's grow some hemp. We are licensed here in Ohio for CBD. I'm Good Wolf in your Discord. Oh, right on, right on. Well, thanks for tuning in, and I don't plan on going anywhere. And it's cool that CBD is legal everywhere, and thanks, Trump, for that. Xerinx, also Tim alleged far right is fascist earlier today. Look up definitions of fascism and socialism. Both require centralization. Ah, one of two. Right-left paragon is individualist collectivist. Authoritarianism can't work without power gained from a collective. Ah. Well, we'll see how the world's going to flow, isn't it, moving forward. Logan Matthew says, praise and blame create each other. see Alan Watts' lecture on Freud's thoughts for accidental prone individuals. Okay. Fernando says, spin the airplane. Well, I'll spin the UFO. Come on. Come on. Get spinning. All right, okay. And I got enough time for one song. I'm going to play one song real quick. My throat's a little oomph, so I'm going to just take a little bit of a swig. Woo! How you doing, girl? This here is Eve. Paper City Jeff says, your positive attitude you were able to show us even with all the bad in 2020 is something for us, all of us to strive to do. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Justin Smith says, why is Linux Tuxvold spamming your chat that the ideas need to be controlled? I don't know. Is it? Are they spamming? I need to get a mod in my channel. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, I don't really read chat much. I only see sometimes, you know. If I was a younger man, I'd probably make the same mistake twice. The closer the heart is, the harder it becomes to do what's right. Even through the thick and thin, secretly we want to win. Well, I'm taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. It's time to confess all sins. Whoa, before this world you've built crumbles away. I've spent some time lost in my mind, disappointed. Well, that's just the sting from expecting, and that's what you get. Oh, it's a simple sacrifice. Drop a little bit of pride. I know it's exhausting. Oh, and taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. It's time to find me. Whoa, before this world you've built crumbles away. It started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. Everything happens, I won't fight the reasons. You say you've learned from your mistakes that you're experienced. And then comes the day from left field, as they say, has left you in a daze. Oh, it happens all the time, a high tide of the mind, struggling for oxygen. Oh, and taking it back, taking it back, taking it back is the only option. Whoa, before this world you've built crumbles away. It started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. Everything happens, I won't fight the reasons. All right, everybody. Oh, she's good. She's fine. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow here on Atomcast IRL. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.